You go to the store to buy a pair of shoes. You find a pair you like and you ask the salesman about them, but he really doesn't know anything about shoes. It's his day job. He's got to get the manager. But the manager's really an art student, or he's working on his law degree or something. He knows a lot of great stories about shoes, but not that much about these particular wingtips, which doesn't help you much. You end up going through the entire service staff till you finally find the one old guy in the basement somewhere who knows everything about wingtips, can tear them down and put them back together blindfolded. He's mad about wingtips, and yeah, there's the guy. This is the guy I want to buy my shoes from. Where are those guys? I miss those guys. We're losing a whole generation of wingtip lovers, and they're being replaced by part-time academics or out-of-work actors who spend an 8-hour workday just spinning their wheels, drifting along on autopilot because they're saving themselves for the big time. And here am I. I want to impress you. I want you to like me so that my work is necessary somehow, so that I'm not just biding my time till something bigger comes along, but that this is the bigger. This is the big time. I'm in big-time mode right now. And I've got to tell you about it here so that when I run into you, wherever you do what you do, you'll remind me that we're not just going through the motions, that we're not just on autopilot, but that we expect the best from each other, so that our work means something, so that we catch each other's fire and leap to our feet, shake our fists at the moon and say, yeah, yeah, wingtips, wingtips. So there you go. My time's up. This is Greg Lockridge for KUOW saying adios and welcome to the big time.